Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
All right, yes, we're talking a little more sports today than usual because the Blackhawks are in Nashville for what can only be described, and I don't think I'm being hyperbolic, Kevin, as a must-win Game 3 against the Predators.
Certainly feels that way.
It sure does. Maybe Jamal Mayers feels differently. He's been in these situations before as a member of the 2013 Stanley Cup-winning Blackhawks. You also see him on Comcast Sportsnet doing analysis, and he's a community liaison for the Blackhawks, and he joins us now. And as I mentioned before, Jamal, to my mind, the most dapper man on television.
You're too kind. It's been a strange start to the playoffs for the Blackhawks. I would certainly agree that this is a must-win. You certainly, don't want to go down 0-3, particularly against a team that has played so well against the Hawks so far.
Now, every year it seems in the playoffs we hear the same concerns. We hear the concerns that the core is not scoring, that the other team's defenses have figured the Hawks out. Where after the pathetic performance on Saturday, and that's, Coach Q basically said the same thing, where do the Hawks look to start regrouping? Because in a lot of people's minds, every aspect of the game has to change for tonight.
Yeah, and honestly, I think there needs to be an honest discussion within the leadership group that will then permeate to the rest of the team that, the effort and the intensity and level has to be ramped up twice as hard. And the fact that I wouldn't even put Pekka Rinne as a factor thus far. The Hawks, quite frankly, haven't tested them.
Yeah.
They haven't put enough bodies in front of them. They haven't got enough pucks there. They haven't fought hard enough in the puck area. And obviously, they're not a physical team, and we're not suggesting that they run around like idiots, but it's the intensity in the puck area, being hard on the puck, it just isn't there in the first two games.
Let me ask you a question, because you're a guy, you've been in the room for this. You've been through the playoffs. You've been through the Stanley Cup Finals. When laymen hear, well, there needs to be more intensity, it's hard for us to understand what that means, because these guys have played intense hockey for an entire regular season. Where did the intensity go? How is it something that you can get back by just, as you said, the leadership having a come-to-Jesus moment with the rest of the team?
Yeah, I guess the easiest way to put it is they're stuck in the intensity of the regular season, and the Nashville Predators and all the teams that are having success in the playoffs thus far are at a playoff intensity. There's two separate seasons, and, at the end of the day, the Hawks have to be honest, and that's what I mean by that, an honest evaluation that, you could sit at home in 2 weeks or a week from now and say that you ran into a hot goaltender, but that wouldn't be an honest evaluation of their performance. I think before you think about getting a lead, before you think about scoring the first goal, getting the power play going, before any of that, has to be an honest evaluation and a real commitment to upping the ante in the intensity department. And I think that if they do that as a group, the other things will fall into line because their skill will take over.
When you see an offense go into a funk like this, Jamal, you sort of get the sense that it's just one goal. It's like a baseball player in a slump. They just need one hit to get things going. Does it feel like once they do get that one goal, there's some pressure off their back a little bit and they can just kind of go back to playing their game?
Yes, but they're not going to get that goal or any goal if they don't do the first part first, which is focus on a shift-to-shift approach that allows them to play their game. And the Nashville's done a nice job in the neutral zone of clogging things up. You know, they have had the lead, so that's given them the luxury to sit back a little bit. They've denied the touches that, you know, a guy like Patrick Kane is getting and their line is getting through the neutral zone. And they forced the Hawks to do something they're not accustomed to doing, which is giving up possession of the puck and having a forecheck a little bit more than they want to. So that's something I feel like they're going to have to do, is particularly early on in games, is be willing to get pucks in the neutral zone, put themselves in some foot races, and forecheck a little bit until they're, you know, until Nashville's sick of getting hit and sick of getting turned around, and they black off the blue line a little bit more where they can start to create later on in the game.
What do you make of Jonathan Toews' 11-game scoring drought in the postseason?
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I feel like I don't really have an answer for it. I feel as though he has played well and hasn't been rewarded, and I wouldn't count these last two games in that category. Certainly he wouldn't be happy with his first game, and as a team, he's the one who sets the temperature for how they play. So I know him personally that he wants to contribute. Sometimes you press a little bit too hard, and, you know, there's no question. Teams are aware that he's the engine for this team, and they're doing everything they can to stop him and to annoy him and to get under his skin. So I have every confidence that he'll push through, and at the end of the day, he has to outperform Johansson if they have any chance in winning this series.
Well, Jamal, we appreciate the time this afternoon and the analysis. Hopefully your words somehow leaked into the room today, and they're having those
discussions. To the show right now, Brian. Well, there's no doubt in my mind.
They're going to get to Nashville hot fried chicken. They're just hanging around at the Bridgestone waiting for something to do. Listen, Jamal, again, thanks for the time this afternoon, and hopefully we get to talk for many more weeks as the playoffs go on and on.
I hope so, too, guys. Great talking to you, and let's go Hawks.
Let's go Hawks. Thanks, Jamal. Jamal Mayers, you can see him on Comcast Sportsnet. You can hear him here. Always fun. Kevin, we'll talk to Brent Sopel later. I know you'll be following things throughout the afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't mind some of that Nashville hot chicken.
That sounds good.
That does sound good, doesn't it? All right, but really, we don't have time for that because I got to do this, and Judy wants to talk, and if I don't let Judy talk, there's hell to